Psalm 119.
You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Today's devotion: God's call to obedience in daily life. God does good to his servant who learns to obey his commands. Through past affliction and being astray, the servant comes to recognize that God is truly good. Even when others lie, he remains faithful and finds joy in God's law. Suffering is a valuable lesson, and God's word is more precious than gold, verses 65 to 72. Obeying God's word, God does good to his servant. Even suffering leads us to spiritual growth and helps us find true joy in his goodness above all else. When we think about obedience, we can compare it to how citizens in Singapore follow the law. Because people obey, society runs smoothly. In contrast, in countries where people do not obey the law, chaos often results. Similarly, when we obey what God wants us to do, he does good for us, and we found the true joy in him. Even in the midst of affliction, based on what one of my Burmese friends shared, her country faced war, and people felt insecure and oppressed. It is a world full of deception that steals joy and peace, but she chose to obey and trust in God, and she found God's goodness through the peace in her heart. The one who lifted her from the brokenness of life, a joy that cannot be found anywhere else. No wealth or treasure can be replaced for a life freed from suffering and filled with true peace in him. How do we apply God's call to obedience in daily life? First, every morning before starting our day, pause in silence to prepare our hearts and pray to experience God's joy and peace as we obey. Because with him leading us, we can truly succeed. Second, humble our hearts before him every day. Actively choose to submit to his guidance instead of relying on our own strength or other voices. I have the for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. Romans chapter 7 verse 18. Therefore we obey and we give our hearts fully to him. God enables us to live this way. Third, remind ourselves of his goodness and praise him regularly. Recognize his sovereignty, give thanks in prayer, and praise him for his blessings. As we practice these steps of obedience, we will find that God, who gives the fruit, peace, joy, and love, is more valuable than anything the world can offer. Let us pray. Father, I pray that I will obey your word and remain faithful to you. Help me always to remember your grace and how you have drawn me from darkness into your light. I continue to pray that I will be led by you, knowing that by my own will I can do nothing, but through your grace I can be set free. Father, I love you with all my heart. Please dwell within me so that I may serve you and guide others to come into your kingdom, experiencing the true peace and joy that is only in you. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.